Thank you very much for the invitation to be here. It's nice to be back in the kingdom. I've lost count of the number of times I've been here since my first visit in 1991. That was courtesy of the British Army, but so the rest of the visits have been a little bit more fun and pleasant. My half-hour talk's been reduced a little bit, so I'll do my best to squeeze it into about 15 minutes, and I'm going to talk about, does nursing need managers or leaders? And I'm going to cover this under four headings, leaders versus managers, which I think is an artificial distinction in any case. But look at nursing management and what it is. And I'm not going to theorise about this at all because I don't make any systematic study of leadership or management, but I observe a lot, and I'm going to talk more about empirical observations in this area. And then talk a little bit about leadership and what I think we need to be doing regarding leadership. And finally, I'm going to give you some examples of people who I think are outstanding leaders in their field in nursing, not people about whom you will necessarily have heard. None of them from the kingdom, because I tend not to stand up on a stage and give examples from the countries I'm in case I get it wrong or upset anyone. Okay, so, and then I'm going to conclude, and I'm going to do that all within 15 minutes if I can. There tends to be a dichotomy between bosses or managers and leaders, and it's very easy to try and drive the two into different poles, and our previous speakers mentioned some of this already. You know, bosses tend to inspire fear, whereas leaders tend to generate enthusiasm and so forth. We can all think of examples. I don't think this is all that helpful, to be honest, because I think we shouldn't necessarily see bosses or managers as not being leaders. I don't think anybody should be ashamed to introduce themselves as a nursing manager, lest anyone thinks that they're not a leader. But I think we need to be, I think we need to be looking at how we develop leaders and bosses and managers as leaders. But there are certainly aspects of leadership on the right-hand side of the slide there that we do recognise in the people that we like working for. Leaders, I think the best definition of a leader is somebody whom we will follow. That's where leaders are distinguished from bosses. The leader tends to say, you know, let's do it. They do things together. They've been there. They can actually lead you because they know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. They've had the experience. Managers would tend to just tell people to go and do things. But again, I emphasise that this is just a polemic which was suggested by the title I was given, and I think it's very artificial to try and drive a wedge between the two. Final of these sort of cartoons, managers want you to push things, leaders tend to help you to pull them and get things going. But again, I'm showing you these things, but also saying at the same time that I think this distinction is artificial. What's nursing management? I'll look at management for a start, and then I'll get on to leadership afterwards. I always use Wikipedia for anything I want to know. I think Wikipedia is wonderful. It gets a very bad reputation. But if I want to know anything, I go to Google and then on to Wikipedia. Immediately you see that in the definition of nursing management, the word leadership crops up. Management consists of the performance of leadership functions of the different things that people do. Governance, decision making, etc. Planning, organisation, staff. Staffing, directing and controlling. So leadership is seen as being an integral part and in fact an absolutely essential part of nursing management. So I think we can see very clearly that the trying to drive an artificial distinction between the two isn't necessarily helpful. And nursing managers, they direct, they supervise, they lead. Again, a definition from the registered nursing.org dot on the site, which deals with nursing management and the training of nursing management. So leadership comes in there. They're, you know, nursing managers are deal with fast-paced, multidimensional thinking, critical thinking, all the rest of it, and they should be excellent at business-related tasks, scheduling, budgeting, handling personnel matters, and all the rest of it. To be honest, I think being a nursing manager is a big ask, as they say. It's got many, many aspects to it, and I think often there are too many aspects, too much is often expected of nurse managers. And sometimes it's difficult to see how leadership can really be manifested within that particular job. So as I say, I'm not here to, as my kids would say, disrespect nursing managers at all. I think nursing managers are absolutely essential. They play a key part in the role of organisations. It's a multifaceted job requiring lots of expertise, lots of training, good education and leadership skills as well. The two are not separate. So becoming a nurse manager, people who want to become nurse managers must be people who are natural leaders, people who actually want to do the job and show leadership qualities already. So again, I think people who become nurse managers need already to have demonstrated some leadership quality. But of course, what is leadership and how do we achieve it? How do we spot leaders and how do we develop it? And of course, is leadership actually a natural phenomenon or is it something that we can develop in people? I'll come to that later. That's one of the oldest arguments about leadership, the nature or the nurture aspect of it. Are you born a leader or can you become one? And nursing managers must have strong leadership skills. Again, just emphasising that wherever you look in nursing management and definitions of it and what's needed to be a nursing manager, leadership crops up all over the place, as well as having all these other interests. This is one of the reasons I didn't become a nursing manager, because it looks like too big a job for any one person to do, certainly too big for me to do. So, that's nursing management. Clearly, leadership is an integral part of it. It's not something that's over there while management is over here. The two are together. But leadership in nursing isn't only shown in nursing management. Leadership in nursing is shown in all sorts of ways. And I want to move a little bit away from management. I'll come back to it at the end. But just to look at leadership as an entity in itself, and again, not from a theoretical perspective, but more from the point of view of fairly down-to-earth examples. The oldest argument about leadership is whether leaders are born or made. And I'm not going to answer that question because I don't think there is a clear answer to that question. Nobody really knows. I do think that people do need to have some sort of inherent characteristics. There has to be something that you're born with that enables you to be a leader. It's quite clear that people with certain personality traits and such like just aren't suitable to be leaders. And, you know, people who are very shy and unassuming and really don't want to be in the limelight don't often particularly make good leaders. It's not just enough to be born and to think you're a leader. There has to be some element of making leaders as well. So there's again, that's a fairly artificial dichotomy, whether they're born or made. I think there's certainly a case for saying that there are certain characteristics that people need to have, which they're born with, that they inherit from their parents, and is probably nurtured and developed by their environment, which make them more apt to be leaders. But we can actually do a great deal to help people who have got these characteristics to become leaders. I don't think leaders become leaders without some sense of input into it and deliberation. And we are getting much better at that than nursing, but perhaps not good enough. Sigma Theta Tau, the Royal College of Nursing in the UK, all have leadership programmes, but they need to be much more widespread, I think. One of my great heroes, Colin Powell, said, "Effective leaders are made, not born. They learn from trial and error from experience." He took a slightly different view, but I don't think Colin Powell would have been the leader he was had he not had certain inherent characteristics as well. But he's making the point that, you know, we do need to, you know, leaders have to be honed. They have to be out there doing things. They can't just suddenly, you can't declare yourself a leader. And having a certificate doesn't make you a leader either. You need to get out there and learn from your mistakes as well. And I think another trait of leaders is not being afraid to make mistakes. And of course, in clinical areas, there's a limit to the number of mistakes we can make because people's lives are at stake, but still people have to be willing to risk it and make some mistakes. So I think one of the biggest challenges that we have in nursing, and it's still with us in modern nursing, and it's apparent internationally, I travel a lot. Middle East, the Far East, China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Australia, United States and Europe. And exactly the same things crop up internationally. So whatever you're facing here in Saudi Arabia will be exactly the same as is faced anywhere. We need to provide more leadership training, that's for sure. If we want to have nursing leaders, we must actually have specific programmes that people can go on. What the content of those programmes is can vary a great deal. Again, I'm not someone who has much theoretical insight into leadership, but I definitely know that people do need to be trained for this particular role. We also need to do something which I think we're very poor at in nursing, and we're probably poor at it in other disciplines as well, is to identify leaders early, and I mean regardless of age or experience. Clearly we can't make people leaders too prematurely, and we can't make leaders out of people who don't have experience, but I think people who demonstrate leadership qualities early in their careers should be spotted early in their careers. It's not just what we call in the UK buggins turn or dead men's shoes, you know. The next leader shouldn't just appear when one goes. I think we need to be developing a cadre of people who are ready to step in and take leadership roles, even when those roles are not necessarily ready for them. But of course, those people can show leadership at all sorts of levels in an organisation. You don't just have to be up front and recognised as such to be a leader. We also need to, sorry, that diagram is supposed to go with that one. Leaders can appear to be pawns, but they may have certain characteristics that make them stand out. So we need to provide opportunities to undertake leadership training. It's not enough just to put programs on. We need to let people go off and do these things. Now, I don't know about here in Saudi. We're actually very poor at that in my country. We create leadership programs, we identify people to go onto them, and then we say, but we're too busy clinically to let you go. Now, clinical exigencies, of course, are important, but we sometimes have to prioritise and think ahead and think what we need for the future. We also need to nurture our leaders. We need to help them to grow. That's a very important part of leadership. Those of us who are being led have a role in leadership, and recognising our leaders and helping them to fulfil that role, and not constantly criticising them or bringing them down or being negative about them to other people. People can't lead if people are undermining them all the time. I think we need to nurture them. We need to learn to do that. That's something in our profession that I have to say, despite being caring and a supposedly loving profession, as our previous presenter said, we're not very good at this in nursing. We do tend to bring people down a little bit. So, two aspects of leadership we want to look at very briefly. I'm watching the time here very, very carefully. Influence and implementation. I think there are two types of leaders. There are those who influence people, and there are those who implement things. And I think we've got lots of people who are operating at this level, the people who bring you up to the wall, the people who influence. They're important. But out of those people, we need the occasional person who will break through the wall into new ground and implement things and get things done. The influencers will say, we need this to be done, we need that to be done, we need more programs, we need more doctoral programs, we need a new journal of nursing, we need this and we need that. The implementers are the people who see not just beyond the wall, but break it down and get there. So influencers have the effect on other people or things, but the implementers actually get things done. They get a hold of the tools and they get the job done by putting decisions or plans into effect. I think that requires management skills, but I think those are the most important leaders. Now, what I wanted to do is just briefly finish off by giving you some examples of people I think are leaders. And what I want to do here is, you may think of people in your own field and around you who are leaders. And why are they leaders? What about these people is it that makes them a leader? First one I wanted to mention was Jim Smith, who established the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Jim died a couple of months ago, unfortunately. Jim was my mentor. But the important thing about Jim Smith is that 42 years ago, he had a vision for an academic journal of nursing, which is still in existence, and it really was, it wasn't the first journal, but it was the first scholarly one, and it's still there. Established in 76, had its 40th anniversary 2 years ago, now publishes 300 articles every year. It's not just an advert for my journal. Over 16,000 citations, highest cited journal in nursing. A remarkable achievement, all from somebody who didn't just have a vision, but actually went to the publishers and said, we're going to do this, and brought people together and got that journal off the ground. That's one example. Somebody, these two people, you may have heard of Jim Smith, you certainly, I hope, have heard of my journal. I want to point a couple of people that you won't know about and tell you why I think they're leaders as well. The first of these is Loredana Sasso from Italy, from the University of Genoa. And I had the privilege of nominating her to be a fellow of the American Academy of Nursing 2 years ago when she was appointed as a FAAN. And Loredana Sasso was influential in Italy in moving education from hospital-based training to university-level education, where it's based now. She had the vision and she got it done. She was instrumental in developing master's level education for nurses in Italy, and she also established the first doctoral programmes in nursing in Italy. And also at European level plays a major role in nursing regulation. And fairly unsung, as I say, many people would know about Loredana Sasso, everyone in Italy would know about her. Internationally, not a huge figure, but within her field is an absolute leader and implementer. And those are the things that she got done. I think if we're going to speak about leaders, we need to say they've done this, 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 and this, not just that they were a good person. The other person, who you probably won't have heard of either, is Majda Panskiha from the University of Maribor in Slovenia. And Majda is a very similar character. You can point to the things that she's done. She was the first nurse in Slovenia, for example, to obtain a PhD. She's been involved in developing nursing education and introducing qualitative research in a very highly medicalised university. And she also led to the establishment of the first PhD programme in nursing in Slovenia. So, you know, again, a manager, a leader, certainly an influencer, but also an implementer. She actually got things done, and you can point to these achievements, which have absolutely radicalised and revolutionised nursing within Slovenia. And she co-founded, again, an international group. I think another thing is that leaders see beyond their own boundaries, beyond their own countries or regions, and see other countries and establish links with them, and establish links with Russia, between Russia and the USA. Not an easy thing to do. So, I think I've got us back on time, I hope. What have we learned today? Leadership and management are not necessarily the same thing. I think they have different characteristics. But managers need to have leadership skills, for sure. We need to select and train our leaders. We need to look for the people who we want to lead us and actually give them the time, the skills, and the support to get there. And when they're in that job, support them to do it. The best leaders are definitely implementers. They're the people who get things done. As I say, an awful lot of people talk, but they don't get things done. And I think we need to look for people who are really going to get things done. Not just the starters, but the finishers. And finally, we need managers and leaders. We need both. And we preferably need managers who are also leaders. So as I say, back to the very beginning of what I said, I think the distinction between the two is very artificial, and I think we need to have managers who have leadership skills and recognise that as a very important aspect of management. So thank you very much. If you want to ask me any questions or abuse me in the future, that's my email, and you can follow me on Twitter. I know some people in the room do. Other ways of keeping in touch with me. Thank you very much indeed.